Welcome to the Purposeful Wealth Podcast, the go-to podcast on how to bring clarity, contentment, and certainty to your financial life. Brought to you by Jonathan Gibson, founder of Wells Gibson and author of the Purposeful Wealth book. Pick up your copy of Purposeful Wealth on Amazon and please enjoy this show.
Welcome to the Purposeful Wealth Podcast. The fear of losing money is a very real emotion, and the marketing promises of absolute return funds, that is, no losses and high returns, may be appealing to some. Most absolute return funds aim, as a minimum, for a positive return over a specified time horizon, with a return target of cash plus something, often in the range of plus 2% to plus 4%. To put this in perspective, cash plus 4% is similar to the long-run return on equities, which can and have fallen as much as 50% at times of market crisis. No short-term losses and an equity-like return is an easy promise to make, but a hard one to keep. Therefore, alarm bells should be ringing. In order to avoid absolute losses over a short-term timeframe, there are three avenues that can be pursued. The first is to take little investment risk and own cash-like investments. After fees, this would fail to satisfy the marketing proposition of cash plus returns. The second is to simply own a portfolio of riskier assets and hope that markets work in your favour over the short term. Luck, however, is never a good long-term strategy. The third is to employ the forecasting skills of an active manager to move the portfolio around to manage risk and capture returns. Now, that is a big challenge given that we know that markets work pretty well. Forecasting is very hard, and fund manager skill is a rare commodity. The Investment Association, which is the UK's investment industry's trade body, has established a fund sector known as Targeted Absolute Return. And this incorporates funds which seek to deliver positive returns over a stated time horizon. That time horizon is usually 12 months or 36 months. So let us consider how well these so-called absolute return funds have delivered on their promises. Well, interestingly, what's been revealed is that over a 36-month period for all 56 funds in this sector, if you like, that despite having a clearly stated target of positive returns over this horizon, all of them have failed to achieve this. And all of them, over that 36 month, have fallen. So all 56 funds have fallen, some as much as nearly 40%, and some as low as around 5%. And in addition, 30 funds in this sector that have a stated 12-month positive return all exhibited losses over a 12-month period. Perhaps the first conclusion that can be drawn is that absolute return funds push the boundaries of any sensible definition of what they claim to represent. The second conclusion is that they have a better marketing spin than their real-world outcomes. Risk and return are related, and this trade-off is rarely overridden by active management skill. The final and most important conclusion is that there is unlikely to be a place for an absolute return fund in a diversified, well-constructed portfolio for investors with longer-term horizons. They certainly won't be featuring in Wells Gibson's portfolios anytime soon. Absolute return, you might ask? Absolutely not. Thank you for listening to the Purposeful Wealth Podcast.
Thank you for listening to Purposeful Wealth. Please remember to subscribe, review, and come back next week for your next instalment. You can also visit the wellsgibson.uk website for more information on bringing clarity, contentment, and certainty to your financial life.